Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the Old Testament book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 45, and I would like to look at one verse with you today. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 18. Where the Word of God says, as God is speaking through Isaiah, "For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else." That's Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 18. And in just a small verse of Scripture, we see a powerful presentation of the greatness of God and His works. You'll notice, first of all, God says there that He is the one who created the heavens. That shows the glory of God. When we look out into the heavens at night and see all the stars and the planets and everything that's up there, it shows us how great God is. Any God who can create all of those things and put them in space and there they remain has got to be powerful and great and deserves our worship. Then we see in Isaiah 45 and verse 18 that God created the earth. He formed the earth. He established the earth. That simply means that it is God who brought this earth into existence. And you know, we are living in a time when people are talking about evolution and wondering, when did the Big Bang take place? Well, I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible teaches us that God spoke this entire universe, including the earth, into existence. That's how it got here. And I believe that it takes more faith to believe in evolution than it takes to believe in the fact that God created the earth. But there's another thing to note in this passage, in Isaiah 45 and verse 18, and that is the fact that God created the earth not in vain, and He formed it to be inhabited. In other words, the very reason why God created the earth is so that you and I and the human race, as well as all of the animals and the plant life, might live here on earth. I've often said that I believe that this is one of the verses in Scripture that establishes the fact that there is only life on earth and no other planet in the universe, because God created the earth and the earth only to be inhabited. Yes, God created the heavens. God created the earth. Why? Simply because He is the only true God. And He did all of this creation that He might be glorified. He says there in the last part of verse 18, "I am the Lord, and there is none else." Beloved, because of who God is, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of everything that we see, the mighty God, the almighty God, the holy God, the glorious God, let us worship Him, serve Him, and render unto Him all of our praise, for He's the only God, and He's the God who deserves it. Father, I thank You for being the great, big, wonderful God that You are. And I pray that as we've focused on this verse very briefly today, that You will take it and apply it to our hearts by Your Holy Spirit, that we in turn might give You all the glory that's due Your name. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I am Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.